Well, hey, 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 now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. It is time to march. The only thing I regret about March 1st is that it wasn't today, so I could just get all hyped up and pumped up today, but it is time to march. It is marching season. This is the best time of the year. Over the weekend, things just went, they erupted. They just went viral. They went crazy. Everybody's excited. It's just that time of year where if you want to get to the next level, now is the time to pick up everything that you put down and get yourself back up, get yourself back motivated, go to the next level. So I want to share with you what we're all excited about, and I want to just take a moment for you to listen to this. It is time for marching orders. Listen to this.
Then this is for you. Now, for those of you who've got it all together, you don't need to watch this. But if you're still trying to figure out how to make it, this is for you. I want you to join me for marching orders. March is starting. It's coming. Let me tell you what marching orders means. The beginning of the year is not just the first day. It's not just the first week. It's not just the first month. The beginning of the year is the first 3 months of the year, because whatever you put in place by the end of March is going to reap in the remaining 9 months of the year. Nine is the number of reaping. Why? Because anytime you multiply nine by anything, it comes right back to itself. Nine times two is 18. The one and the eight equal nine. Nine times three is 27. The two and the seven equals nine. Nine times nine is 81. The eight and the one equals nine. So if you try it anyway, it's going to come back to itself. So whatever you put in place right now and you finish during the month of March is going to reap during the remaining 9 months of the year. So if you did not get your budget straight, if you did not get your relationships in order, if you have not started your home-based business, if your career is off track, whatever it is, this is your time to grind. I have been following marching orders for the past 12 years. Now, 12 is a great number of cycle completion. There are 12 months in the year. There were 12 disciples. I could go on about the number 12. So for 12 years, I have been following marching orders. For 12 years, I have been listening to Sandy Bakken, the IRS attorney who used to train the IRS agents, who now just train self-employed people like you and I. He's also a CPA. So 12 is a great number of completion. So I want you to get on this path with me. The first year that I followed marching orders, I finished that real estate broker license in 3 days, and I made some money that year. Another year that I did marching orders, I reached out to Russell Simmons' office. I didn't know him. He didn't know me. I didn't know anybody who knew them. I just knew that I did not want to be in corporate America anymore, that I wanted to follow my dreams. I wanted to follow my passion. I reached out. I got a meeting, and I left that meeting running a national program. Another year, I was told to write my salary for what it was that I was doing. I wrote my salary in the spreadsheet. I sent it in. They called me and told me it wasn't enough. So I got to rewrite my own salary. So what's going to happen for you during this marching order season? What is it that you want? What are you trying to get? What goal are you trying to reach? Let me tell you something. Life is not going to give you what you want. You're going to have to go and take it. You're going to have to learn the rules of the game and then play the game by the rules. Learn the rules of the game. Let's just say, for example, the tax system. Learn the tax code. Your tax preparer is not going to tell you. I've been on set all weekend with people who have been doing taxes, and they're not telling people that they can hire their kids in their home-based business. They're not telling people that they can travel and write it off for business, or that they can drive their car and write for business. Now, some of them are, but many of them are not that focused. They can only address what you bring them. So you have to take matters into your own hands. You have to get the financial education. You have to find out the truth. You have to pass the test. You have to be the one to say no. If you got paid this weekend, do you have a plan for your money? At some point, you're going to have to follow the financial rules. You're going to have to spend less money. You're going to have to get more money. And then you're going to have to get your money back. There's no other way to do it. There's absolutely no other way to do it. It's going to take an all-out attack on your goals in order for you to achieve them. Your goals are not going to come falling in your lap. Your goals are not going to come knocking on your door. your reward, your breakthrough. You're going to have to push past the end. You're going to have to push past your own mind. You're going to have to understand that life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond. So when people don't do the right thing, you can't get bent out of shape for too long. Cry for 2 minutes and then move on. When people don't do the right thing by you, you can't get stuck on that. You're going to have to learn that lesson, figure out how you contributed to your own situation, and then you're going to have to go to the next level. So are you ready to march? I'm ready to march. I'm ready to take this thing on by storm. I want to change my life, and I want to help you change yours. So let's march.
All right. Are you ready to march? Are you ready to pick it back up? Are you ready to put it back on? Are you ready to go for your dreams? That's what we're going to talk about today. I am going to take calls for this entire segment, for this entire hour, at 312-374-8130. 312-374-8130. I remember that season between the time when Russell Simmons' office told me that I had the job and the day that I actually started working on the job. Let me tell you, it was a long time. It was a long time. I had to stay focused. I had to remember what I was told. I had to remember what I believed. I had to remember my own passion, and I had to remember why I went there in the first place. You see, I didn't even go there for a job. I just wanted an opportunity to be on stage. I got it all. I got the job. I got to be on stage. I got to run the company. I wasn't there for that. But as soon as something gets in our presence, it's like we want it. But we got to go back to the beginning. Why did you want it in the first place? You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And in this hour, we are going to march. What are you marching for? What are you hoping for? What are you dreaming for? What are you planning for? Is it your business? Is it your finances? Is it your career? Is it a complete overhaul of everything? I want to know about it. Call me at 312-374-8130. But we have to take a break right now for traffic and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Lynn Richardson. Are you one of the 20 in 2020? That's right. I'm going to take 20 people in the year of 2020 and help you crack the code to make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000. Visit www.lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Are you one of my 20 in 2020?
A little check to Monday, a little check to Monday, a little check to Monday. Are you living check to Monday? Then Richardson will tell you what you need to do. She is a mortgage guru, no doubt about it. She knows our stuff. Hey, the girl is tough. She's gonna give you the real deal in money, credit and financial security. Buy your book today, no need to wait. Live a check to Monday. Hey, live a check to Monday. I live a check to Monday. I live a check to Monday. Are you live a check to Monday? Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check to Monday today. Get your copy of Check.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. But we are broadcasting all over the world, everywhere on the globe, anywhere there is air and the internet, then we can be heard. So you can tell anybody to listen to this program. You can follow us at Lynn Millionaire. You can listen to the show live at LynnMillionaire.com. You can listen to WVON, the voice of the nation, all day, every day at WVON.com. I am taking calls, 312-374-8130. And just to answer your question, I know you were wondering, and if you weren't, I'm going to tell you anyway. Yes, I am marching. There are some goals that I have in place, and I don't even know if I should announce this or even if it makes a difference to you, but my newest business partner, I've worked with him for maybe 12 years, but he ran all of Russell Simmons' companies. He ran Baby Fat and Fat Farm and Argyle Culture, and I mean just all any marketing. He's the marketing genius behind it all. Been with Russell the longest, and he, myself, and MC Light, and several of us, we're working together on some projects for the Lynn Richardson brand and Lynn Millionaire and all that stuff. So I am just excited about what this is going to mean in terms of global expansion and financial freedom for people everywhere. That's what I want. I want people everywhere to be free. And over the weekend, I had the opportunity to be on set. And I was on set with two tax preparers, two people who are experts in the tax industry. One is a CPA. The other is a CTEC, two great women. But they didn't know 80% of what I knew. They didn't know 80% of what I knew. Nobody knew you could hire your kids to work in your home-based business. Nobody was telling their people that they needed to have a home-based business, that they needed to be self-employed so that they could run their life like a business but also get the tax deductions, the 475 tax deductions that are allowed legally, ethically, and morally, all with the permission of the IRS. Nobody had heard of Sandy Bakken. So I know that I have a mission to spread this message. I have been doing the home-based business webinars. People have been launching their businesses, putting their documents in order. What I love about this is people are actually being responsible. They're saving their receipts. Every time you get a receipt, you need to flip it over and write who, what, when, where, why, and how much. Who were you doing business with? So if you go out to eat, who did you meet with? What did you discuss? When did it take place? Literally, what day of the week and time? Who, what, when, where was it? Was it McDonald's? Is it Red Lobster? Is it Morton Steakhouse? Is it Fleming's? Where were you? Why is this a business expense? You were there to discuss a new project. You were there to discuss putting the home together. You were there to discuss referrals. You were there to discuss the four-month strategy, whatever it is. And then how much? How much did you spend? When you keep your receipts, put them in an envelope. It doesn't have to be deep. You don't have to be a mathematician or a scientist to do this. Can you flip the piece of paper over and can you write? If you can do that, and if you can't write, can somebody write it for you and put it in an envelope? And then at the end of the month, hire one of your kids to be your bookkeeper. Tell them to grab those pieces of paper and put the numbers in the Excel spreadsheet. At the end of the year, you will have documentation for your tax preparer in every single category. And that's just how I got started out with it so long ago. So I said all of that to say that I am marching because I realize people are trying to figure out how to get to the next level. And I have the information. And my mouth has been closed. Shame on me. But thanks to Melody Spann, thanks to WVON, thanks to BET, thanks to Home and Family, thanks to the Steve Harvey Show, thanks to all of the outlets that have given me an opportunity to have a voice for the people who need to hear something new and something to spark them. So we are marching, and I am taking your calls, 312-374-8130. Angie, you are on the Millionaires Roundtable. Do you have a question for me?
Yes, I have a question. I own an LLC with my husband, and we are currently, I feel, being double taxed under that LLC. And I'm wondering if you could recommend whether or not I should change my business structure.
No, I don't think you should change your business structure. I think you need to have a single member LLC, possibly you and your husband separately. You can still file each of your single member LLCs on the same 1040 tax return. I do believe that your question was, should you go to an S corp? You definitely should move to a C corp. I don't think you should move to an S corp. An S corp has more restrictions. You have to pay yourself a salary. You have to take out taxes and things like that. I think you should keep the LLC, and I think you should learn the rules of the tax game and then play the game by the rules. You should learn every single thing you should know about taxes. Did you know if you have a home office and you dedicate one room in your house to your home-based business, That means if you have four rooms and you leave, if you make one of them an office and it's exclusively your office, then you get to write off 25% of your rent, 25% of your light bill, 25% of your gas bill, 25% of your cable. Like, are you doing all of that right now?
Yes, I'm doing that right now.
So you're already writing off 25% of everything for your home office?
I am.
You are. Okay, so you're doing good. You have any children?
Our children are grown, but this is my thing. We have employees.
Okay, so you've got employees. Okay, that's great. So you do have some tax write-offs. I think it's an LLC, but we should actually have a discussion offline because you probably have a much more complex situation than can be determined just in a phone call. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, all right. Well, go to LynnRichardson.com, click Connect with Lynn, and let's set up a consultation so we can talk. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM. We have to take a break. It's 1230 on the Talk of Chicago. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, which means you can hear us everywhere. That's right, LynnMillionaire.com. Send in your questions. You can also send questions in there, but you can call me right now at 312-374-8130. We are marching. It's marching orders. You're going to hear me talk about this all month. By the time we get done, your feet going to be tired because we're going to be marching so much. We are marching towards our goals, marching towards our dreams, marching towards our financial freedom. We creating an army. That's really what we're doing right now. We are creating an army of people who want to be free financially and in every way possible. So you can call me at 312-374-8130. Joan, you are on the Millionaires Roundtable. Do you have a question for me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going on to my fifth year being a widow. And so far I've owed IRS. Well, this month I turned 60, and I want to march ahead of IRS this year.
Okay. First of all, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And my prayers are with you, and hopefully you are finding peace and harmony in some way, shape, or form. I do understand that IRS debt and grief and all of that stuff can kind of impact your ability to see straight. So what I would recommend that you do is if you owe the IRS, what year do you owe for?
Well, it's like every year when I do my taxes, it was a lot more than that, so I praise God for help. But, you know, last year it was just like $100,000? $100.
$100
and some dollars, yeah.
Okay.
But so far, I claim like interest on my home, credit cards, tithing, and donations. And
so, Miss Joan, are you telling me you did not pay your $100 tax bill?
Yes, I did. But before that, I owe $500,000.
Oh, so, okay. Because yeah, I said, now, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute.
I owed $500,000 before. I mean, I was left with a lot of debt.
Okay, so I'm confused now. Do you owe them $100 or do you owe them $500,000? Because I'm trying to solve the problem that you have right now.
No, the $500,000 is gone with some exceptions that I have for the next 5 years.
Okay.
But when I do my taxes, I still owe them like $100 to $200 a year.
Okay. Yeah. And so you're trying to figure out how to pay the $100, or you're trying to figure out how to deal with the money that they either forgave. Maybe you had an offering compromise. Maybe it's a non-collectible status. Tell me exactly what the problem is, because I'm still confused.
What I'm thinking is I'm not claiming enough.
Uh-huh.
I'm not claiming enough on my taxes.
Okay, I understand. I understand that, but I'm still confused. Do you owe the IRS money or not? Do you owe them $500,000 or not?
No, I don't.
You don't. You do not owe them $500,000. Okay, so let me help you first. Don't talk about stuff that's no longer alive.
Okay.
That's gone.
Okay.
So don't carry that with you, because when you carry that with you, then you're bringing that thing with you. Let me tell you, we all have had something. I had a bankruptcy, I had a foreclosure, I had all kind of stuff. But when I talk today, I don't talk about that. Now, I may tell it in a testimony, but that's not who you are anymore. And so for 2.5 minutes, I was confused. I didn't know if you owed the money or if you didn't, because you're still carrying the energy as if you owe it.
Well, I wanted to give you a little background.
Okay.
I'm not carrying it. I'm crazing about it.
Okay, great. So you don't owe the IRS, and you are trying to figure out how to pay the $100. So now I'm still trying to figure out what the problem is, because $100 don't sound like a problem.
Well, I want to see what else should I claim.
Okay.
Yeah, what else should I claim on my taxes? What else can I claim?
Okay, now there we go. All right, now I understand the problem, because I said, now wait, we don't owe $500,000. We only owe $100,000. Okay, where is the problem? You want to know what additional tax write-offs you should have. Do you have a home-based business, Miss Joan?
No, I don't, but I have a home office.
Okay, you have a home office for what?
Just for general stuff. I was doing eBay for a while.
Okay, so you either have a home-based business or you don't.
I don't.
You don't have a home-based business. So you don't have a home office. You just have an office. You have a house you have a room in your house that's decorated like an office.
Yeah.
So when you, okay, got it. So you need a home-based business, because when you have a home-based business, Miss Joan, then you can write off things like a portion of your rent or mortgage, a portion of your utilities, a portion of everything it takes to maintain that home. When you drive for business, then let's say you leave your house and you go to the post office to drop off some things for your business, because you're doing eBay or whatever it is that you're doing. You get to write off either the mileage for driving and or the expenses. You have to keep a mileage log and then figure out which one you're going to deduct. If you travel for business, you get to write those things off. So there are 475 tax deductions for people who have a home-based business. And it doesn't matter if your business is as big as Starbucks or if it's as small as you could braid hair, you could cook cookies. So any business, if you're a self-employed business owner, then you have access to 475 tax deductions. Now, let me tell you what's not going to happen. You're not going to get an education right here.
Okay.
You can listen to this show every single day, and you're going to learn some things. But you're going to have to go in it. You're going to have to go in deep cover. You're going to have to get a financial education. So you can start that by going to my website and watching my free webinar with Sandy Botkin and I. Sandy Botkin used to be an IRS tax attorney. He used to train the auditors. He left the IRS, and all he does is train self-employed people on the question that you asked: what can I write off? So I have been following him for 12 years, and I still don't know everything. I've been following him for 12 years, and I still watch and listen. So you're going to have to get an education. Go to my website at lynnrichardson.com and click Connect with Lynn. What were you going to say?
Okay, so if you don't have a home office and you just work.
You don't have any deductions.
Oh, you don't?
Uh-uh. Okay. That's why you owe money.
Okay, because I heard you tell a young lady before me 25%.
Yep, that's for you. Got to have a home-based business.
Mm-hmm, right.
There's a home-based business. Come on now.
Okay, so I understand that.
Yeah, there's 475 tax deductions. There's two systems in America, one for employees, one for businesses. If you're an employee, you almost have no tax write-offs. That's why everybody who's an employee, especially when they start making more money, the more money you make, the more the IRS will take. The only way to get more tax write-offs is to get a home-based business or buy some real estate and sell it or, you know, there are things like that. But a home-based business is the number one way to start getting your money back right now.
Oh.
So, yeah, there is no other way. This is the way. Okay?
All righty. Thank you so
Miss Joan. Okay. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM. You know, when people want to be free and they show you the path, this is it. Harriet Tubman was telling the people, listen, this is the Underground Railroad right here. There is no other way. We are not going to blink ourselves out of slavery. So everybody, we're not going to blink ourselves out of debt. We have got to do the work, and it's right here. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Denise Wiggins and Lip Sync Cosmetics. Do you need extra cash? Want to start a home-based business known around the globe? Do you want to join a sisterhood that is growing by leaps and bounds? Then become a Lip Sync Cosmetic Ambassador. Visit www.lipsynccosmetics.com. That's www.lipsynkcosmetics.com and submit your ambassador application today.
Now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. So if you want to know what the deductions are, if you are already maxed out on your tax deductions and you still owe the IRS, and you have gone to a tax preparer, and they have done everything that the computer tells them that they can do. You have gotten the HOPE tax credit, the earned income credit, whatever credit you qualify for, particularly if you have no dependents. If you have no dependents and you're continuing to earn money and you owe money, there's really nothing's going to change. The government does not like employees. Let me repeat, the government does not like employees. And when I say like, I'm talking about like in terms of liking you to be financially free by offering you more benefits with the tax code. The tax code is set up for businesses. It is not black and white. It is not rich and poor. It is not us versus them. It is very simple. It's employee versus business. If you are an employee and that's all you are, the IRS has no fondness for you. If you are an employee and you have a home-based business, or if you are someone who only has your own business and one of them is a home-based business, then the IRS has shown their love for you, their appreciation for you, and how much they want you to be actively engaged in business by offering you 475 different ways to be in business. The IRS is saying to you, yes, we want you to travel. Go on and travel for business. Write off your airfare. Write off your card note. Write off your all of these things. That's what the IRS is saying to people who are in business. Let me prove it to you. If you leave your house and drive to your job, that's called a commute. You don't get to write that off. I know people who have to travel, who have to drive an hour, hour and a half. One of my colleagues in Hollywood, her brother is a big Hollywood producer, and she lived in one community because she wanted her daughter to go to a specific school, but she worked 2 hours away. She drove there every single day, 2 hours there, 2 hours back. Couldn't write off one penny. But the IRS says if you have your own business and you drive somewhere for business, you get to write it off. So there is no other way. I know people are going to tell you, they're not telling you the truth. This is the way to reduce your taxes. Now, are there some other things that you can do? Yes, if you sell a piece of real estate and you do a 1031 exchange and you take your profit and you put it into another property, yes. But the quickest way, the easiest way, the way that anybody, you don't have to be black, white, blue, brown, yellow, green, male, female, curly hair, straight hair, red hair, polka dot, blue, or yellow. Whatever you are, all you have to say, raise your hand and say, I have a home-based business, and I am going to work in my business at least 4 days out of the week for 45 minutes a session, and I have the intent to make a profit. You don't even have to make a profit, especially in the first few years. You have to have the intent to make a profit, and then you get to build your business at the expense and with the approval and blessing of the IRS. That's the way it goes. That's the system that we're in. It's called capitalism, America. It's capitalism. There are two basic systems, capitalism versus socialism. Capitalism says you can get everything that you want. Socialism says this is all we got. We're going to spread it out between the people. We're in a capitalistic society. So go out there and get what it is that you can have. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm taking calls at 312-374-8130. Robert, you are on the Millionaires Roundtable. What is your question?
Good afternoon, Lynn.
Hey, good afternoon.
I just wanted to ask, because I'm a little tech savvy, and I sent the email to you, but I need help because I usually file my taxes. Mm-hmm. However, since I withdrew my 401k to cash flow my daughter's college, I know I'm
bad decision.
Tax bill.
Bad decision, right?
And you know, I'm afraid I might owe, but I have, you know, interest type stuff. But I was also concerned about the 1098 T. Will that help me?
I can't answer any questions without looking at your whole situation. And if somebody tells you an answer without looking at your whole entire scenario, they're lying to you. So when it gets into specifics, is the 1090 BTCOA going to help? I actually would have to see the situation. But let me be clear. I do not do taxes. Everybody, I don't prepare taxes. That's not what I do. I do something I do a step before that. I am a coach. I help you prepare. I help you learn the 475 tax deductions. I teach you how to live your life like a business. So by the time you get to your tax preparer, you are all set. You are ready and set to go. If you had $50,000 worth of expenses, I show you how to categorize those things, put them in the proper category. So if you have to deal with an audit, then you are audit proof and you've got all of your ducks in a row. Tax preparers love me. Because when the clients leave me and go to the tax preparer, they don't even have any questions. They got a spreadsheet with everything. So the first step is to organize everything. And so, Mr. Robert, if you'll reach out and email my office, but if you've emailed my office, you've gotten a response back. And for everybody who got a response back, you got to click the button and set up a consultation. And you got to set up a consultation. You got to figure out which one works for you. And I don't mean any disrespect, but it costs money to talk to me. This is the only time
absolutely.
We get to talk. Yeah, you see.
Absolutely.
Because what happens. Uh-huh.
So
yeah, this is. Yeah, this
you're in,
this.
You're in it for a profit, and I don't mind paying.
Because
I'll be honest with you. I just have a thing about supporting people from Chicago, because I'm from Chicago.
I know that's right.
And that's why I reached out to you.
Okay. Well, they're going to cut us off, Mr. Robert. I want you to hold on. Give the production executive your phone number so we can make sure that we can reach out to you. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. They're cutting me and Mr. Robert off because our hour is up, and you can follow me at Lynn Richardson or at LynnMillionaire.com. It's WVON, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.